This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. RNIB's See Work Differently placement scheme is an employment initiative for people with sight loss to support them to secure that first rung on the career ladder or to return to work following a career break. They're paid placements for a fixed term of 12 weeks and are generally 14 hours per week. And we're joined today by Arifa Karim, a policy assistant on placement with the RNIB Policy and Campaigns team, and her manager, Eric Mathis, to talk about the scheme. Hi Arifa, hi Eric, thank you so much for joining us. So Arifa, what first attracted you to apply for the See Work Differently work placement scheme?
I think it was because I graduated in July 2025. I was looking at what I wanted to do in my career and I wasn't entirely sure because I did a degree in business management and HR. I wasn't 100% sure if I wanted to go into HR. So I was working with another charity called RSBC. And I was working with their careers person, great guy, love them. And he suggested that I should look at some placements that RNIB was offering. And the policy assistant one was, out of the three, was the one that caught my interest the most. And I thought I could do this one, it looks interesting. So I thought I should give it a shot. So I sent in my CV and my cover letter and I managed to, you know, get an interview and the rest is history.
What have been some of the key tasks or key things that your work has involved so far?
So far, I've done a lot of reading and summarising for different members of the policy team. So I've been working on focus groups and working through the transcripts to summarise it down for everybody so they don't have to go through all of that. With Eric, I did a tiny bit on floating bus stops, so we did a bit of work on that. The main thing I'm working on at the moment is the SEND reforms for education. So that has been really interesting at the moment. I've been doing quite a lot for that. I've been sitting in the focus group, taking meetings, coming up with the actual consultation responses for the questions that we send, I think it's back to the government. I've been working quite a lot on those. And then I'm also working on with another policy lead on another consultation response around the SEND reforms.
Consultation responses tend to be two things that the UK mm-hmm. government is asking people about, and since RNIB has a lot of evidence and data from things like focus groups, that helps us tell the government what blind and partially sighted people want.
It sounds like you have got stuck into a wide range of different really key issues, and like you're trying out a lot of different skills and getting to interact with people and learn writing skills and that kind of thing. Eric, what were some of the elements of training or experiences that you wanted to provide on the placement?
So from Arifa's interview, it was clear that like almost all of the candidates, and honestly like almost other people, she had only a little bit of an idea of what policy work entails. I think there's often a kind of, people don't know about policies like that their work has. They know about like the bullying or discrimination policies. They don't really think of policy as the way that we do at RNIB, where, like I say, we collect the evidence of what blind and partially sighted people say, what we think, what we want, and communicate that to important influential decision makers, whether that be your local bus operator or the UK government. So one of the things that Arif was really great about getting stuck in. We were just kind of like, here's what we do. You know, here's what we're doing today. Here's how you can help out. So it really was, for the first, I think you were given lots to read, weren't you? There's lots of reading in policy work and then writing the responses to it, summaries of things, communicating to different audiences about sometimes the long and dry reports that we have to read sometimes, don't we, Arifa?
Yeah.
There's a lot of other things involved in policy too, not just reading by yourself. It's really great you've been able to get involved with things like focus groups. You're really on the ground there. I feel like, as someone else who's registered blind, it really means a lot to me to know that people are able to tell us and we are right there, you know, experiencing and understanding what they want, what's happened to them, what's important to them, and hopefully making some good use out of it. So I just feel like it's a really exciting part of work at RNIB to be involved with.
Because I am also visually impaired, they do ask for my opinion on things as well. So I have been able to give my opinion on things like the social media ban for under 16s. So I can also put into the work stuff that affects me as well, you know, to add my own input.
What are some of the key things that you've learned from your work on the placement so far?
I think I've learned quite a bit actually, because of course I've done policy work in HR, but I've not done policy work that RNIB does. So being able to be part of the send reform that they're doing from basically start to finish has given me an idea of what RNIB does and how each bit is done and how long it takes and how much effort that people like Eric and everyone put into the work that they do. So it's given me the skills to actually write up these consultation responses because I've never done that before. It's also given me the opportunity to be able to write up parliamentary questions, which I've definitely never done before, as I've not done politics ever in all of my education. So that was something that I learned on the day. I struggle with speaking out in like large groups of people that I've never met before, but being part of focus groups and other meetings, it's given me the opportunity to finally work on that and be able to talk to people off the bat and get on with people. And so that's been something.
Eric, what has Arifa brought to your team?
So much energy, and it's so fun. She's with us 2 days a week, and there are two other days that I look forward to every week. One of my colleagues in the policy team who's been working with her more, who does our education work, so is working on the send reforms, has just sung her praises about how great she is at clarifying things, how good she is at summarizing things. I think you're a victim of your own success there, Arifa. If you don't, not sure about reading long things and having to write them up, it turns out you're really good at that. Yeah, but she's been again taking on new skills and new topics, like she said, with absolutely with enthusiasm, with a lot of courage. I think she's never said I don't want to do that, or but also doesn't seem worried about asking for help or saying when something is confusing or doesn't make sense. She's just been brilliant.
Arifa, why would you encourage other people to explore some of their RNIBC Work Differently work placements?
I think it's just a great opportunity to be able to finally dive into something that you might be on the fence about or something that you might be really interested in, because the people at RNIB, my team is lovely. I'm sure everyone in RNIB is lovely. It would just give them the opportunity to gain some of the skills that might help them in their career, help them figure out if it's what they want to do in their career, because now I'm thinking maybe I don't want to go into HR, maybe I want to go into policy because I've actually really enjoyed my time here. So I think they should give it a shot, because if you don't do it, you might never know if that would be like your future career or not.
Well, thank you so much, Arifa Karim and Eric Mathis, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio to talk about the RNIB See Work Differently placement scheme.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.